Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts Amanda Kimmel and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
the podcast.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the August 26th through 30th General Hospital recap.
I don't know what to say.
You don't know what to say? It was a good week, I felt like.
I thought it was. So I pulled you and watched 4 episodes yesterday.
I was so far behind.
Mainly because my basement got waterproofed last week. So therefore the game room, we haven't been in it.
Right.
Because we emptied it Tuesday. Wednesday, the work got done. We haven't been down there. And I only really watch TV in my bedroom. First, I hate having a TV in my room.
Mm-hmm.
But I lost the fight. We're just going to leave it at that. Yeah. It wasn't even a fight, but...
Well, it came in handy.
It's a thing. You needed it. It's a thing, you know?
You needed it.
But exactly.
You're like the only person I know that doesn't have a TV in your living room. And I'm just now realizing that.
We only have one TV that we typically use.
Well, that's how my house is too, but it's in the living room.
Mm-hmm. But I bet if your basement was finished, you'd probably put it down there.
Maybe, probably. We're probably just getting another TV though.
So because we are displaced, we are now upstairs in my living room. So if we hear a little bit more background noise than we typically do, it's because I do not have it as soundproofed as obviously a basement.
Yes.
So yeah.
But now you're caught up.
That's I am caught up.
Yep. Doesn't matter how it happens. All that matters is that you're with
us. I know what's going on.
Exactly.
Yes. Although I did get a spoiler because I listened to Stephen Bradford's podcast.
Oh.
They release on Wednesday, and what they were talking about on Wednesday didn't come out until Friday.
Oh, wow.
So they were like, wait, is this being talked about? And it was Kirsten Storms.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh yeah, it's on this week. Like, this is the story that we're in.
Right.
But it wasn't something, they weren't on Wednesday. Did you listen to it yet?
I did not listen to it yet.
Okay.
I wonder if she watches.
Said that basically Peter stole Jason to kill Faison. That didn't get revealed until Friday.
Friday, right.
So they spoiled.
They did.
But you have to forgive them because
they tried not to. But I wonder
none if
she...
None of them knew what was going.
Yeah, she must not watch it in real time.
Yeah. They knew that the story was coming out this week. I guess they just didn't know. It was Friday, not Tuesday.
Maybe she didn't know that the podcast was going to be released then. Like, is it live? It's not live release. It's like ours, right? So
yeah. Who knows? Doesn't matter.
It doesn't. But that's funny that you
But it was kind of a bummer.
Spoiled yourself.
Well, because so many people were getting angry on social media and I had thought it, but then I was like, maybe I'm wrong. Everyone's like, we know this about Peter. We know that he worked with Helena. We know that he held them captive.
Yes.
You know, so why are we freaking out about this?
Yeah, it's different now because you know that he willingly participated.
Right.
That's the freak out.
But I thought that he willingly participated before.
I think it was like willingly, like he wasn't out of his mind or whatever. But at the same time, it was strongly suggested by Faison and Helena to do
kind of
anything
like Stockholm
bad
syndrome.
That he did. Yeah.
Okay.
He went along with it because that was really the only choice that he had. If not, they would have killed him or abandoned him or whatever.
Right.
So I feel like that was how we were led to believe it before. And now from what he's saying, no, he totally decided to help them.
He was in the planning committee?
Yeah. Okay. So. He's an official member.
He has his membership card of the Crazy Club.
I didn't think it was really shocking.
No.
I did think when he was telling her, but he was in the dream, I did think at first that that was real. And then whenever he woke up from the dream, I was like, oh, okay.
I totally shot up. I mean, I was watching it. So JD actually wound up watching 3 episodes with me yesterday. So I was like, you should be a guest on the podcast and still give us your feedback. He said no.
No.
So we will work on that. But I guess, I mean, I was getting so mad at Maxie because I'm like, you just took back everything you said about not caring about his past.
Right.
And you love the man that he is now.
Right.
You know, so.
No.
But that was part of the dream.
It was part of the dream.
Yeah.
I think she'll be okay. I think she's made enough mistakes in her past that she really will be okay. I mean, not like instantly and I'm like, oh, that's great. Sure. But with time and him talking more and all the changes that he's made, I don't think she's going to dump him over this.
They're going to have to process it. You know, right. With, okay, so you actually wanted Jason to kill Faison. But here's the thing. Jason has killed how many people? It's not like Jason is not someone who kills people.
And it's not like Faison was this wonderful person that was helping the whole world or something. He was a monster. Saved
Jason. Hold it. Let's so make this full circle. Peter saved Jason out of the water, right? Because his dad shot Jason.
Right.
So he was like, hey, this guy's not going to like my dad. And I know that he has killed people in the past. Maybe he would not be against killing my dad. I think that's a fair assumption on Peter's part.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
It's Jason's not Jason Quartermain. He's Jason Morgan. He's the enforcer. He's killed. What did he keep saying at the show? He kept saying like he's killed 74 people or something like that.
I was going to say, is he actually given a number? Like thinking on the show.
But didn't he? No, sorry. Whenever we saw them live.
Yes.
But I think something it was like that. 70 yeah.
Something. Yeah.
I think that one more is not going to faze him,
especially since it's Faison. Right.
Like you said, he's not a good guy. No. So I feel like this is a useless kind of storyline.
I think it's just more the fact that it reflects on who Peter is as a person.
But he's changed.
I agree.
You know, but I know you do. But it's like,
I agree. He's one that I will accept the change.
This should have come out right in the middle of his change or something. You know, if this information had come out right as people were learning to accept him, then it would be like, oh, wait, now we got this.
I think that they held out because now him and Maxie are in love. And they just like to screw with people being
sorry,
in love.
I just eye-rolled.
She did. That they just like to mess with people when they're in love.
Yeah, that's so true.
I made really random notes this week. I took notes, but I made really random notes.
But speaking of Jason Quartermain, how about his conversation with Cam? Well, Jason Morgan's conversation with Cam about his time as Jason Quartermain.
Yeah.
And he apologized to Monica.
Yeah.
I did not cry, but that made me so happy because you know that Jason loves Monica.
It's so funny that that's your reaction because my note says Monica to Jason with the crying emoji and then the rolling the eyes emoji. Like, so over her.
Aww.
I'm sorry, but no.
Why?
I just feel like he didn't need to apologize. He shouldn't need to apologize. That's his mom. He had a brain injury.
But I think that's why he did apologize is because he's never been made to feel like he should. But he now realizes how much pain he caused them when he was going through the same thing. And he loves them. And the fact that he had any part in causing them pain, even if it was not his intention to cause them pain.
I think it was unnecessary. I mean, it's nice. I'm not saying that it's not nice. It's always nice to apologize.
I don't think she expected it or was like, oh, finally.
True.
I'm sure that in a way that nice of her to hear.
I guess so.
I don't know.
I don't know. It didn't make me tear up. I did not have the same reaction.
Well, I did not cry. Like, I did not cry. I just thought it was sweet.
Congratulations on not crying. Do you want me just to pick a random note?
Yeah.
Willow moving in with Chase.
I like it.
I do too. I think that's not a shocking, shocking revelation there that you like it. But it was
cute how they came to the decision.
Yes.
And it wasn't, obviously it was not blindly. And she was smart about it. And she said, are you asking me because you want me to live with you? Or are you asking me because I am broke and can't afford my apartment?
And he was adorable and was like, of course I want you to live with me. They're so cute.
They really are. I don't have a lot of notes either.
I just have like random sentences. Obrecht confronting Franco.
That was really good. Yeah.
That was funny. He was like, she literally tried to slap some sense into me. And I was like, yes, she did.
Did you
man.
Pick up on the accent this week?
I didn't pay attention. I'm sorry.
Start listening.
All right. I'll listen better.
Drew's, whatever his name is, Franco. Frank and Drew. Start listening to him. He has like a slight accent now. So it's a little weird. How about him talking to Elizabeth? Or do we want to continue with the Obrecht thing?
Because I mean, they kind of all go together. It kind of flows in. I liked that Obrecht was like keeping her stance. Like, no, snap out of it. You can't do this.
Yeah.
It's not okay. And so that was good.
I feel like she's the first one to really show him compassion that I get what you're going through in part because of her.
True.
She's part, because remember, she was part of the team that developed this whole thing. When do you think Andre is going to come back?
I bet it's still a little while.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen, like, next week. I know Liz is making it seem like they're just going to go find him and that's all going to be fine, but absolutely not. I think it's going to take a couple weeks, at least. If I had to pick a timeline, not till right before Thanksgiving.
Wow, that's a long time.
It is. They like to drag stuff out lately, and I think that they're going to either have Franco make a decision to try to live like Franco again, or make a decision that he's going to fully invest in being Drew. Which that seems like where he's going. And he's like really going to get in that life. And then Andre's going
to
come back.
It's not a bad guess.
How about Elizabeth wanting to have him committed?
I thought that they had a really good conversation. I thought that she did a good job of not being overbearing. And she respected when he said, because I thought that he was really polite.
He was. He wanted to hear what she had to say. He didn't shoot her down and he didn't agree instantly.
Right.
Give me what your thoughts are.
But in him correcting her, saying, listen, I need you to stop saying you, because to me, I'm Drew. I don't know how I feel about the committed thing. I really don't, because I totally get it.
Right. As the wife, I think that is a really logical.
But he's not mentally ill and he's not harmful. Or I thought it was interesting that he Googled Franco and was like, why does everyone want this guy back? He's a killer.
I think it's typical Elizabeth, and she sums it up at the end after he walked out the door, after Scott walked out the door, and she like said to herself, we need to get him back before he falls for Kim or whatever. If that wouldn't have been anywhere in there, I would have been completely on board with her as far as I want my husband back, and it may be selfish, but I don't care. I want my husband back.
Right.
But once she took it to that level, it was like, well, now you're just trying to not give him a choice.
It's exactly, you know, it's not, it has nothing to do with, and I'm sure that she does want him back, obviously, but you're right.
It's bringing not quite in his best interest anymore. It's what she wants.
Right. So how about Kim proposing to Julian?
She needs to slow down. She's all over the place. I was glad that he was like, no, we need to think and talk about this, because if they would have rushed to the courthouse, like they're trying to get married before they leave town or something, I would have been really disappointed.
Yeah.
I think she does need to leave, though, because she's definitely going to end up falling for Franco.
Do you think she's really going to leave, though?
I don't know.
I don't know either. And we don't do spoilers, so please do not comment on this and tell us, I read that Tamara's leaving. We don't know. We don't read online spoilers.
It's better if you don't know. Just follow the storyline.
Exactly.
Just follow the story.
I don't know. But how about Scott talking about Serena? Karen
and Logan.
I was like, Amanda is probably so happy. Karen's being talked about. Yay.
I put Scotty mentioned all of his kids, Serena, Karen, Logan, and Franco. That's funny. Yes.
But Serena's still alive.
She
Serena's
is.
Serena's still around. Why aren't we having,
I don't know,
Serena?
She can have any type of interaction, even if she doesn't want to come back. Just she sent an email, a FaceTime, a something. Come on.
Right.
I don't understand that. No.
Because we haven't seen her. When was the last time? Because I think
somebody's funeral or something, wasn't it? She like showed up for one or two episodes and that was it.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure.
I think it's been over 10 years though.
Yeah, she was little. She was little.
Yeah. We could do a whole 411 on her right now. Serena is Scotty's child that we have not seen since she was like 7.
Speaking of age, and I won't. I won't say.
I know where we're going.
Exactly. How old is James now?
Okay, so that was my initial thought, too. I wrote, they age James, !! Which is called an interrobang, by the way. And
wow, Shannon's taking her extra nerdy pills this morning.
No, I actually learned that when I was in elementary school. It was on the Mickey Mouse Club, and for whatever reason, I have always remembered.
Thank you, Justin Timberlake, for teaching Shannon something.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway. It might have been Ryan Gosling, who knows. Why don't they have shows like that anymore for kids? I mean, we learned stuff and it was still fun. Anyway, back to James. So at first I was like, what just happened here? But then they did put him in a stroller. So he's still not a year old.
That kid was still not a year old. Absolutely
not. He wasn't two, though.
Mm-hmm. I would say he was.
I was thinking maybe 18 months.
No, I disagree.
Which is about 3 months early.
I disagree. I think he was more like 2.5.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He was sitting there and, like, eating and, like, quiet. I feel like he was older. We'll have to Google exactly how old that actor is. But I feel like that kid was too old. Way too old. In my opinion.
Which brings me to my next... But he wasn't 5 and talking or anything.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't going out for the baseball game with Rocco, so that's good. But I still felt like he was way too big. That scene led me to my next comment, which is, why does Felicia talk like a 5-year-old?
Which time are you?
All the time, but especially, my note is, why does Felicia talk like a 5-year-old? Has she been spending too much time with now preschool-age James? Is what I wrote with a mad face. Mac told her about getting the job, and she was like, oh, that's wonderful. I've done great things with the floating room. It was so spaced out, and so if she would have been talking to James, I would have totally understood. Okay, you tend to baby talk or kid talk or whatever to younger people. But all the time she talks.
I just think that's how she talks though.
Oh, it drives me nuts. And I don't know if she does it more often in certain circumstances or what, but Friday or whatever day that was that conversation happened, it was like everything she said, she was talking to a child and it drove me nuts.
Well, I thought that the interaction between Maxie, Mac, and Felicia at the very end of Friday was so cheesy. I mean, it was straight out the 50s.
Right. We're in love now.
Peter and I are madly in love. Life is great. It sure is. It's like Pleasantville.
Right?
And I was just like, did I had to rewind it because I was like, wait. Did this just?
It did.
It wasn't a fantasy thing or anything.
No, that was how it was actually said. It was just weird.
It was just.
But I feel like everything spoken to or with Felicia has that tone to it of just like, yeah. And I,
like when he said that he was coming back and she was like, oh, great. You know, but then when he found,
when he said he wanted a job.
Right? Yeah. And she was like, yeah, take it.
I thought she was very supportive, which I was happy with that because he had said in the past about how she didn't support his police career. Mm-hmm. And that made me very angry.
Yeah.
And so I was happy that she was like, yes, you've been so happy lately and I miss you and this is great. So it wasn't the script that I felt was wrong. It was just the way that she said it. I didn't like it. It was like she was talking to James. But again, my personal opinion.
So, but what do you think about Mac getting the job as director of detectives? Thank goodness he is staying.
Right. I wondered how they were going to work that once Jordan kept saying, I'm cleared. I was like, no, girlfriend, we don't want you back yet. Stop. So I'm happy that there's a position for both of them. Nina finally got the picture.
Yeah. And it's avian flu.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do with that.
They could have picked something a little. I was going to say more crazy, but that's pretty crazy. Just, I don't even know.
See where it goes.
Right. Hopefully they caught it in time.
But how about her saying, I will tell you everything.
Yes.
Because you deserve the truth, even if you might not like it.
So hopefully she's not going to die because I want to see her tell that truth.
Yep. And what do you think that's going
to
go?
I was going to say what that does to Valentina and Nina is what I want to see. I feel like Michael, he's forgiven more. So.
Mm-hmm. But do you think that he will tell anyone?
I think he'll persuade her to tell everyone. He tends to bring out the good in people.
Yeah, that's true. He's growing a beard. Did you see that?
I hope that was temporary because I don't like that.
I don't know if it's supposed to be he's spending so much time at the hospital, so now he's
having a bunch of shave.
But I'm like, are we getting, because it looks like he's growing what my husband has with the chin strap and the little thing around.
I don't think I'll like that. I'm very particular about who's allowed to have beards and who's not. And no.
Okay.
I put my foot down. No beard for Michael. He needs to take a break and go shave.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Rocco meeting Lulu's. I put Lulu's boyfriend. I know that's not technically what he is, but her ride share provider.
Oh, they mentioned Uber this week.
Oh, did they?
Uh-huh. Joss said that she was going to order one to go pick up the bouquet.
Mm.
But Dev said that he could just drive the car.
With his illegal license.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter said to me today that one of her friends gets out of school early, and so she just calls an Uber to take her home every day. And I was like, they're not supposed to. Miss Shannon, I'll tell you, that's against the rules.
It's not, it's a legal thing.
Right.
I mean,
oh, it makes total sense.
We are not cleared.
It makes total
to
sense.
To transport underage children.
Yes. Without a parent. Right.
Right.
I guess I'm glad that Dev drove illegally instead of putting the Uber driver.
Right.
Liability.
Dev
there.
Has
I don't
a
know.
Driver's license in the States. Mm-hmm. So.
Doesn't matter how he got it.
That's a whole other thing.
How
so back
him?
To oh, oh. Going to, no, let's just stick on that since we're since I changed the whole subject and I'm sorry.
That's okay. How about Dev taking it about upon himself to lie to the cops?
Yeah, Carly has a really good point though.
Yeah, you're gonna end up messed up there, kid.
Yep.
He really is.
Sonny has that bleeding heart for the lost kids.
It was good thinking on his feet, but mm-hmm. yeah. Carly's like, quit taking in these stray kids.
Well, and how about Sonny having to lie to him?
Mm.
When he said, do you know what happened to Barry?
Right.
And he was like, not a clue.
Nope.
That was hurtful.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, we know.
Suspected, Shannon. Suspected.
Sonny kills a lot of people over coffee, so.
Alleged killings, okay.
How about him? Okay, so real quick, they're renewing their vows.
Mm-hmm.
It was cute. It was. It wasn't over the top.
It wasn't over the top, which I'm glad, because if it would have been a whole new wedding, I would have been like, what are you doing?
Right.
But it just felt unnecessary.
I like that Mike made fun of himself when he was like, and I'm finally here. And I'm sorry. Like that, because they wrote that and because that
yes.
was the character, it was him making fun of himself. Because I sat there for a second. I was like, did he?
They have
just
a lot of funny lines. Did they get a new writer to replace?
I don't know.
I wonder if they did. And that person has a really good sense of humor because there were a couple lines this week that I was like, huh, that's really funny.
Yeah.
At the wedding, after Bobby caught the bouquet, Sonny was like, oh, somebody call us Scotty.
Yep.
And I was like,
yep.
Oh, that's funny. So
if Sonny had said that to him, that's so inappropriate.
Right. But you're allowed
you
to
know,
be funny yourself. 100%.
Right. And so we are not laughing at Mike. We are laughing with him.
Exactly. I thought Avery was cute when she was like, who are those people?
Yeah, that was sweet. Where was Lucas? You know, Carly's brother? Not there?
No.
Mm-mm. But no, I thought that the renewal or the rededication, whatever they want to call it, was sweet. I liked that Sam ducked.
Yes. She knew what that yeah. setup was. And then she brought it up to Christina the next
yep.
day at breakfast.
Yeah. But back to Rocco.
Go ahead.
And baseball. No. You started it.
Oh, yeah. No, I just
we
said...
started talking about the Uber and then wound up with Sonny and Carly getting married again.
I think everyone knows we like to be all over the place. Yeah. I wrote Rocco meets Lulu's boyfriend. I thought that was weird.
I don't understand... That little boy does not look like either one of them. They
mm-hmm.
usually do a really good job of casting, and you can say that could actually be their kid.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that.
No, yeah, he's a cute little kid, but he doesn't look like either one of them.
Him making the comment, dad gave up on us so I can give up on baseball, a child does not come up with that.
Mm-mm.
So somebody has been saying something in front of him.
Exactly.
And that's...
I thought that same thing. When children use words like that, they're repeating something they heard from someone else.
Yep.
That's not a thought process.
Yeah.
Not saying that he's not hurt by the fact that he left, but.
Mm. But he knows dad does stuff for work. So.
Right.
You know, and they shouldn't lie, but there's definitely a difference between lying and the fact that Dante is in the hospital. He's in a mental health
facility.
Yeah,
that should be the answer that anyone's giving. Daddy's in the hospital. Daddy's sick. He's
but then he'd be like, well, why can't I go see him?
Because it's
and
far
stuff
away.
Like that. But, or daddy's away for work, which is
even
technically
that,
the truth.
Right.
Because he's away to get deprogrammed or whatever it
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
But yeah, I was not a fan of Rocco saying that. But do they, I understand that they have their own timeline and everything, but do they realize like when this show drops, it's September.
Mm-hmm.
Summer baseball is over in June. For at least the leagues around here, like the kids... If they go past June, it's the traveling teams.
There is fall ball, but you're right. That doesn't
but
start
But that doesn't
until
start
October.
Until they'll be practicing now, but they don't start playing until end of September. And Molly's summer job that she's writing for.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah, summer is over.
Yeah.
Unless
it's not until
roughly end of
September, but she should be back in class.
Yeah.
She should be, colleges started like 2 weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. So.
Definitely. How about Curtis losing his job? You knew that was going to happen. He knew that was going to happen.
But is he really going to?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's a lot of money.
And I gave him a lot of credit for integrity when he was like, nothing's worth that. And now?
But that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying that he should. I'm just saying, especially the position that he's in now, makes it a little harder to have some integrity.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. That'll be interesting. I bet he doesn't. I feel like he has proven himself not to be like that.
What's her name? Jordan is going to be getting a full paycheck. Why can't he just go find a...
He has to be able to get a job somewhere else.
Yeah.
He has to.
I would agree. How about TJ saying he's not a doctor yet?
Finally. I'm glad he finally realized that. Because I feel like he was getting confused for a while.
What do you think is going to happen with Stella, though?
I don't know.
Because he is right. Like, what's up with the fact that at first they said, yeah, there's a distant cousin who doesn't want anything to do with you. And now there's a, oh, yeah, and they want to fly you out to Paris?
Right. The whole story was fishy. We said that weeks ago. And it was fishy that she'd even go because she's not that trusting.
Yeah. It took her forever to get to, like, Jordan.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, meeting somewhere here in the U.S. or something, maybe, but flying by herself.
Skype a little bit first.
Right.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe. I don't know. It's going to be weird. Is there, I should have looked this up. Are there ancestry.com scans? Okay. We don't want to say ancestry.com because it's not just them that provides the service.
Right.
Are there scams though that go with those DNA programs?
I don't know. I've not researched that either.
Homework for Shannon. So as Cookie is all over our podcast today, how about Neil saying that cats are too smart and make me uncomfortable?
Is that your favorite quote of the week?
I had a lot of quotes from this week. I liked when Hayden was saying that she's just as much a Cassadine as Helena, and Alexis was like, I wouldn't be like
bragging about that
or acknowledging that or something. That was funny.
Yes. And she was way too forward with all of that because Molly's not a dumb girl. She's like, why do you keep trying to talk to me about the Cassadines?
Yeah.
When you weren't even a part of it for real. Please stop badgering me. And how did she get that finger paint from her kid? And then she's just carrying it around.
Outside, like inside out.
Yeah. First of all, if you got it, it was mailed to you, most likely in a folded up envelope.
Correct.
So it would have some creases
or
in it.
Or a tube.
Maybe. Most people just fold it because it was just a finger paint, but whatever.
She's a Cassadine widow. She can afford a tube.
But you opened it up, I'm assuming, at your hotel room, your apartment, wherever you're living. Why would you take it out into the community with you?
Yeah. It's not like she had a stack of mail with her.
Right. I didn't just stop at my P.O. box and we're bumping into each other, walking out of the post office or walking down the street or something.
Yes.
Right. That would make sense.
Yes.
I did not bring my mail from yesterday in here to sit down and go
Why
through
not?
While we do this.
I want to see what you bought, Amanda.
A whole bunch of bills. You want to pay?
No, I'm good.
But
got my own.
I don't even bring Madeline's, not that she really finger paints that often, but art projects over to show. Like, that's just weird. Why would you
have
that?
Well, according to them, she should not be finger painting because she is too old.
Right. How do you decide that?
I don't know.
You can finger paint at whatever age you want.
That was a quick cover, though.
I was still waiting for him to be like, that's nice that Aiden painted that, but why are you carrying it around to the bar?
Yeah.
It wasn't a masterpiece. You're not going to try to hang it somewhere. What are you doing?
Right.
That was just weird. That whole thing was weird.
It was.
Okay, so my favorite line, not that you can't come back if there's something else that we didn't mention, but my favorite line was Alexis and Diane talking whenever Alexis said, or I don't know if it was Alexis who said it, but they were talking about like romantic things, blah, blah, blah. And they said romantic cruise around the lake. By romantic cruise around the lake, you mean the booze cruise.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's so funny because that sounds like something one of us would say to me.
I like them as friends.
Yes.
You know, so that girl, are we assuming she's Kiefer's sister?
You think?
I think so.
Maybe. Oh, see, I didn't go there. I just thought she was another.
I think that's the girl on the tablet that was reading the thing about.
I just thought she was another Donna Day girl.
I think she is, but I think that she's Kiefer's sister.
I didn't.
Does Kiefer have a sister?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Mm-hmm. See, now you're blowing my mind because I didn't go there.
Yep. What is she gonna do to her though? I mean, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what you can do to her. All of her bad stuff's already been exposed.
And okay, I like Julian, but him saying over and over how perfect
that
she is,
so weird. That was so weird. You know, yes. You're like practically engaged to somebody else, right?
Right.
And moving away with them, right?
Yeah.
Why are you standing here? If she was so perfect, you would have made it work.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So weird.
Or say it once.
Exactly. It would have been a nice gesture. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not much you can fix about her. She's very nice. But to just keep going on and on and on about perfect. I don't use that word perfect for very many people.
And he's walking around Charlie's topless. I mean, I'm not. Not really.
Because I would go to that far.
My first reaction is like,
you are right. Shirts and shoes required. But
he's just walking around. I was like, what is happening?
I was not objecting, though, at all.
And then it winds up being his sister.
Yeah.
So on last week's episode, someone commented on Instagram, Becky4005, new listener, have to comment though, I really think Kiki was less a ghost and more a manifestation of Ava's fears, which makes the way Kiki behaved totally make sense.
Oh.
I had not thought about that.
Yeah, thank you.
That was really good insight.
That was really good insight.
Yep. A lot of people like so last week's episode was named You Look Like a Damn Vampire. And a lot of people liked it. And the guy that was trying to buy the car.
Yes.
Listened.
That was so funny.
Thanks again, Chad.
So funny.
Ryan writing her these letters and everything. I mean,
I don't know what she expected Alexis to say. Obviously, if it's getting to the point of harassment, you can file something against him. Mm-hmm. But someone can just send you a letter here and there. They're allowed. There's nothing you can do to stop that. And the jail's not going to interfere. Because she, like she said, First Amendment
right. Right.
Ava said
And do we
it,
really need Ryan getting
right out
anything
of jail
on a technicality because of a letter?
Right. The way that she was like, well, thanks, Alexis. Like, Alexis wrote all the laws and the First Amendment.
But she actually gave her a lot of good information.
Right. For free in the bar. Like, you're welcome.
And they don't like each other, so.
Exactly.
It's not like they're buddies. But how about Neil and Alexis?
That was so funny when she goes to open up her computer and then realizes what's on her computer and slams it shut. Totally a move I would have made.
Loved it. But they're finally going to get together.
Yes. It's about time.
They kind of
dragged that out.
I know.
She needs a good guy. I hope he's a good guy.
I hope he is, too.
I hope they don't ruin that.
Yeah. But I thought it was cute that he was trying to, he was like, okay, go ahead, ask me questions.
Right.
You know, and he's like, you've never done this before.
That was really funny. You have no idea what to ask. Those questions are hard.
I don't remember.
They are. Because you don't want to be too honest. Kind of like the whole cat thing that you just said. Are people going to read into this?
What do you mean? He said cats are too smart.
Cats are too smart.
They
intimidate me or they make
me uncomfortable.
Or whatever. Yeah. And she was like, you're uncomfortable around smart people? Like, what are you talking about?
Right. So if someone reads that, are they going to be like, great.
Yeah, you just want
an airhead.
Right.
Okay.
See?
I can see that. Yep. But I liked how he turned everything into, or maybe you.
Yes. They were cute.
And
I like the flirtiness.
Right.
It was cute.
That was really sweet. I don't really have anything else.
I don't have anything else either. We covered pretty much everything.
I think so. Yeah. You're good. Mm-hmm. So Thursday, we are going to do the 411 about Franco, which kind of makes sense to do right after Drew because
they're not the same person.
And we need to know Franco's story to understand where the heck we are going.
That's
going to
be a good story.
What are we doing? Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I think that this one might be a two-parter.
Oh, yeah.
I said that about Drew, but
he was,
considering how...
There was so much information on him, but it was just giving way too much detail. So we only needed the one.
And I want to make a correction about that, too. It wasn't even so much detail. There was a page and a half talking about his background, talking about like the Susan Moore stuff, where they could have just mentioned that at this time he found out that he was the twin.
Exactly.
You know, and also they talked about a lot of story that was going on around them that had nothing to do. Drew might have shown up in the scene, but like we said,
it didn't play a vital part in who he was.
But they missed the car, the fact that he had a relationship with Kim and stuff like that, and his actual story. So
yes,
it's not like we cut out
No.
Anything.
You got all the good stuff.
Yes. So Thursday, we will talk about Franco, his craziness.
Yeah, that's going to be so good.
Maybe we should break it up by crazy and not crazy.
There you go.
Before tumor and after tumor.
There you go. That's good. There we go.
That's how we'll break it up. Got one more thing. What? Do-do-do. Reality check. This week was just crazy. So my daughter started school, so now both of them are in school. Like we said earlier, the basement got refinished, waterproofed, whatever. Just life stuff. Didn't really have anything. Nothing really happened this week. But
be careful. You may be jinxing yourself for next week.
I mean, I had a lot of work stuff happening, but not anything. I don't know. Nothing really happened. It's September. It's my birthday month.
Ooh. What are you doing fun for your birthday?
Dinner en blanc is actually on my birthday this year.
Oh, wow. That's so awesome.
I'm excited.
Yeah, that's supposed to be fun. I've never done that.
It's fun. You should do it next year with us.
I should.
Okay. What about you?
Just getting into the groove of stuff. I know they've been back to school now, but it was the first full week of school. Mm-hmm. I don't know. By Friday, I was exhausted. I don't know that I really did anything except for just making it to Friday. And we're back into cheerleading stuff. So Madeline had to be at the high school game Friday night for a recognition, which was really cute because they cheer with the big girls and she was all excited and get to be on like the real field with all that stuff. So that was really cute. And then yesterday we had a friend's kid birthday party to go to, which was nice. And then today she had a, like, her game that she had to cheer at and everything. Aww, so
it is cute.
I'm so not a sports mom. I never did any sports growing up. No one in my family did sports. It's just not a sports.
So you sitting in bleachers
mom
is not fun.
It's so, my mom came with me today and I think she was laughing a little bit. I would have never pictured you to be the mom who's putting the cheer outfit together and everything's in the bag and blah, blah, blah. She had fun and it's all about the kids and that's all that matters and all of that kind of stuff. But out of body experience every time I have to do this because it's just not me.
But that's so good. You do it for her. Of course. Because she wants to. So
she likes it. That's good. Yeah. Good for her. A good exercise.
Cues. Confidence.
Yes, exactly.
You know, teamwork.
Mm-hmm. No, you know. I think it's nice. It teaches all kinds of great things. She says she wants to be a cheerleader from now all the way through college. So
wow.
We'll see.
Maybe she'll get some good scholarships.
Right.
So we'll meet you on Thursday when we talk about Franco Baldwin.
Yeah, have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.